This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I don't even know what to hit first. We got North Korea. We got, obviously more election news. We got Zika. This is interesting here, okay? I got this email, and it's kind of juicy, okay? And I think I want to start with that because we just got so much news, and I feel like I want to answer this question pretty quickly because I'm kind of nervous for this person. It's a very, very long email, so I don't want to read the whole thing because it's you can't do that on air. But if I could take out a little snippet of it, she basically talks about how she goes, we hear TV doctors talk about relationships, but no one guides us how to go through a divorce. I will be leaving my husband. There's no talking me out of it, she writes, but I don't know how to leave. Do I do it in stages? Do I do it abruptly, like ripping off a bandage? I need guidance. And so, you know, she assured me she's not worried about him hurting her or anything like that. So, does anybody ever talk about that? I mean, how do you see? I've never been divorced, so I would not know how to leave my husband. That's just not something I'm planning. I've always envisioned how my husband would leave me. You know, I mean, it would be as simple as I just can't, Dahlia. You're just so, this really, I'm miserable. See ya. So that's how I always envision my husband leaving me. So I've never envisioned, if you had to leave somebody, how you would do it. I have seen many people go through a divorce, and I've seen it done both ways. I've seen it done where it was very gradual, and the separation process took a very, very long time. And I saw the abruptness where you come home one day and half the house is gone. All her stuff is gone. You know, what do you do with the kids? So, you know, my answer to this is it all depends on your situation. If you have kids, this has to be a very methodical, a very graduated, well thought out, calculated process. Because kids don't like abrupt change, especially when it comes to their parents ripping apart the family like that. You don't get along with your husband doesn't get along with you, maybe your husband cheated, maybe you cheated. Okay, that doesn't come first, the kids do. So you need to figure out if you're unhappy. Okay, you know, how to make this work as easily with the kids. So the first thing I always recommend is before you start announcing to everybody, you got to be really, really careful announcing to your friends that you're getting a divorce. You know, a lot of people do that on purpose where they'll announce to their friends. And the reason why is, especially, you know, women getting a divorce is much differently than men getting a divorce. Okay, remember, women are nesters. So we want to make sure that we have another nest ready to go. Whether it's with another man, whether it's with our friends, whether it's a support network. So women will many times have a more methodical, unfortunately, very long, drawn-out process. And many guys hear about it through the grapevine that their wives are leaving them. And it's a miserable process, but it's understandable. Not, you know, they are leaving one nest to go to another nest. And they want to make sure that nest has everything they need. Okay, am I going to have my makeup? Am I going to have my clothes? Am I going to have friends? Am I going to have, you know, and women are very, very good at nesting. We're very, very good at planning what's going on, you know, with the house and the environment and all that, okay? Men, a lot of times when they leave, like, I'm done. I'm done. No sense hashing this out. No sense drawing this out, okay? It's basically simple. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Okay? As I see it, it's going to be doable. We'll make it work and be done. So, and I don't want to stereotype all guys and girls, but there's a difference. There's a definite difference, okay? Which is why when I always envision my husband leaving me, I don't think it's planned. I see him just getting off in a temper and saying, see ya. Whereas if it was ever me doing it, it would be like a 2-decade process. You know, and it would probably begin with a bunch of plastic surgery because I would want to make sure I could get another man. Because I've kind of let myself go, as many of you guys see in the pictures. So, and I'm not saying this in jest. I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of honest. So, you know, personally, being, you know, a nester myself, you want to make sure you know, if let's say kids weren't in the process, in the you know, mix of this, you want to make sure you're going to have income. You want to make sure that the breakup doesn't end in violence. You want to make sure that it doesn't affect your work. A lot of times divorces will immediately affect the work because the other person tries to get somebody fired so that they can't live on their own. So you are going to have that set up. And we'll spend a lot more time on this. This is not a subject we could do in a 10-15 minute segment. But when it comes to kids, or even if kids are not involved, I would implore you, not only encourage, I would implore you to make sure you have a marriage counselor or some sort of counselor or family counselor involved, okay? You're 1,000% correct. You have no idea how to divorce your husband. I don't think any of us do. Well, we know what our friends went through, you know, and then we start to see how bad it goes. A divorce is very, very stressful. Even if you're living with a person that you don't like, maybe later on down the line it's going to be a good thing, but the process of a divorce could be very, very miserable. And you could be taken through the mud. You could lose your job. It could be so horrible. And that's not even thinking about the kids. I mean, imagine what the kids are going through. So, personally, I don't think any marriage should end abruptly anyway. Even if somebody did cheat, I think there should be a marriage counselor involved. I think there does have to be some guidance. There's going to be a lot of tempers, and you do need somebody guiding it. But most of the people, they go to their lawyer to guide them through the divorce process. Well, I mean, thankfully the lawyers are stepping up, but are lawyers the most appropriate person that understands the dynamics and will, be able to, you know, their job is to make sure that the divorce is done legally and correctly. So, you know, you may be relying on them, but putting too much undue pressure on them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a lot of medical headlines to get to, but Remy interjected over the break saying that I'm incorrect about men. I did not mean to stereotype all men. She writes, I'm incorrect about men. They do lots of planning, especially when it comes to cheating. She says, I've seen facades go on for years and they could be setting up a divorce the whole time. Okay, I said generally women, when they leave their husband, may be planning and nesting a lot longer than when a man is planning on leaving his wife. And I'm going to still stand by what I said. And Remy, thank you for your comment. I mean, I please call, because I would rather banter on the phone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, but I don't mind that you wrote. where I still stand by this is many men will have somebody on the side and never plan on leaving their wife. You know, people could be cheating. Women could be cheating. Men could be cheating. They could be doing that the whole time with never any intention to leave the spouse. So, yes, people plan. There's no doubt about that. But I would say women are more likely in times of a divorce to be more prone to planning it out and having it a more slower, methodical process than in general men would. So, you know, let's talk about cheating real quick, especially since one of the headlines, this is very interesting, we have a headline where they're talking about how sex with robots is going to become very addictive. And they think that sex with robots is going to overtake human sex by the year 2050. And that's pretty scary, except for those of us that think, wait a second, I mean, if I'm really not going to have a sexual partner because I'm not going to be attractive, at least there's going to be somebody that will sleep with me. But let's not go there yet. So really quickly, but let's talk about cheating. Because this is something that worries many of us. And, you know, we look at marriage a lot differently now than our parents did and our grandparents did and even we did as kids. You know, we thought, okay, you're going to marry somebody, you're with them till death do you part. If they cheat on you, you leave them. And, you know, now that I've been in practice for so many years and I'm, you know, older, I would see couples stay together anyway, even if there was cheating. And another thing that I was very, shall we say, naive to is how there's many people out there that have open relationships. There are marriages where they love each other, they're great business partners, but they have relationships outside the marriage. I think that's very, 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 very unhealthy for a marriage. Because to me, the whole reason why you're getting married is because you are, you're bonding, you're forming a union, and it's a nest. And once you have another female bird strut her feathers in your nest, you're going to be kicked out of that nest. So a lot of us women, we don't really trust each other when it comes to that. And so I don't know how, you know, some of you out there do that where you're married to somebody and you allow them to sleep with other women and then they come back and sleep with you and then you could get an STD. I don't get that. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't get how you could do it. You're a much stronger person than I am. I would be like, if my husband was cheating on me and he was with somebody else, I'd be like, well, go be with them. I mean, you obviously don't want to be here, so go. If you want to be there, go. And then I'll go my way. I mean, it would just be that simple. And by the way, no planning on that one. I'd be like, see ya. So, you know, for me, I wouldn't tolerate the cheating. But I've had people in my family. I've had friends. Yeah, he cheated, and I forgave him, and it's all good. And, you know, that's admirable, too. Now, if you got kids in the mix, and, you know, you have the type of relationship where, you know, you the kids would not understand the breakup, and you're forgiving and you love them so much, and you think it was, well, he got drunk or he got stoned or she got stoned, and I really don't see it happening again. She wanted to get it out of her system. She cheated. That was very interesting. I had a family that came, not a couple that came in, and the wife was like, he had to get it out of his system. You know, it was something he's always wanted to know what it was like. And he got out of his system. He dabbled and saw it wasn't worth it. He's like, it really wasn't. I'm being dead honest. It really wasn't worth it. It's a couple minutes of sex. I almost lost my marriage. It wasn't that exciting. It wasn't even that good. You know, and you're like, well, wow, And the logic they had, from what I understand, they're still together. I mean, I've seen some couples say, okay, well, yeah, you know, we're going to be together, and then it doesn't happen. And so, again, I'm not condoning or encouraging and anything like that, but it's just different these days. The, you know, the plates flying, the doors slamming, it just, couples are different. They're like, see ya, I have other choices. I don't have to be here. I'm gone. So how could you tell if your partner is cheating on you? Okay, well, man or woman, I always think it's very, very odd when they have separate social media accounts and they don't let you look at their phone. Now, I don't check my husband's texts or anything like that. And the reason why is I think I would get so upset at his grammatical and spelling errors. So I just don't even go there. I love my husband, but he can't spell. Worth a damn. And it kind of frustrates me because I'm not very good at spelling. And I always thought I would marry a good speller. I mean, I wanted to marry somebody who could, you know, fix my spelling. Don't ask. It's a weird thing about me, but I can't. I just can't spell. Okay. We'll go on. If let's say I wanted to play his Candy Crush because I'm out of lives, or I had to text somebody that texted him and he goes, "Don't touch my phone. Why are you touching my phone?" I would be so suspicious. Okay? A married couple should not be having... Now, I can understand if you're setting up a birthday present or... But, I mean, you know, if you are that worried about your spouse looking at your cell phone, I mean, even if you're not cheating, it sure the heck looks like you are. So, that would be one sign to me. And I'm sorry, because I know a lot of you guys are like, "Well, crap, there's somebody, you know, that flirts with me at work and I like to be flirted with." Well, sorry, because flirtation can turn to cheating. So, then you probably need to, you know, have a conversation with your spouse about that. So that would be a big sign for me. If they really don't want to have sex with you. Now, I thought my husband was cheating on me for years because, you know, I was like, well, you know, does he, you know, he doesn't really, you know, seem to be as interested to sleep with me. And then, you know, I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, okay, nah, no big deal. I think this is just, you know, anybody else would agree with him. So that wasn't a problem there. When they seem to, like, forget and really not be connected to the marriage. You know, "Well, honey, did you, you know, remember we were going to be doing this with my mom or your mom or whatever?" Now, I'm not saying that, you know, an in-law function is going to capitalize, you know, everything he daydreams about that week. Trust me. But when it looks like he checked out of the marriage, it could be that it's she or she, you know? They want to know when you're going to be home, and you're like, "Okay, well, I'm going to be home, I don't know." Well, I'd like to know when. You know, when they want to know your whereabouts, and when you ask why, they really don't have a good answer. "Oh, I don't know, I'm just, you know, because of dinner." You're like, you never really gave a damn about dinner before. Why do you want to know where I'm going to be? When they want predictability of your schedule. Okay, now, it could be that they're thinking you're cheating. Could be that. But, you know, one way to do it is, "Oh, yeah, I'll come home when I come home." That answer isn't good enough for me. Are you going to be on the corner of, are you going to be at this restaurant? You know, that kind of thing. Then where the planning comes into play. Where the planning comes into play is you may start to pick up, which is a huge sign. And I mean, there's other signs like, okay, well, you know, they seem to shower as soon as they get home, or they always seem to be at work. And, you know, you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Then you call work and they're not there. And then when you ask them, they get all, you know, what are you doing checking on me? You know, and they get all, you know, defensive. One thing that you may start to pick up on if your spouse is cheating is them already laying the groundwork of you being at fault for something. If you start to see them make mountains out of molehills when it has to do with, you know, "Gosh, you see, you just never..." Let's say you didn't wash the dishes, okay? "You know, you just always take me for granted, and you just don't seem... You look like you're checking out of the marriage. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? I just left some food in the sink." That could be a concern. And by the way, any of these things are concerns, obviously, because somebody is having an issue with the marriage. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a lot of discussions and talks about what things are going to be like with robots. And what's very concerning is we have two headlines. One is that robots and computers are going to commit more crime than humans by the year 2040. And the other story is that sex with robots is going to be better than sex with humans, and it is going to basically be the most common type of sex by the year 2050. Now, I don't know what they're, you know, part of me is wondering if this is all supposed to be a big distraction, that, you know, most of the robot technology and the funding for making robots is surrounding weaponry and the military, such that they don't want us concentrated on what these robots are going to be able to do in terms of warfare. So they want us to just go, you know what, just worry about them doing fast food and just worry about people having sex with them. Let us kind of get to work and, you know. Yeah, and so this could be a whole big deflection or distraction thing, but I'm not surprised by any of these. So I think, what was that movie, RoboCop? Right? Was that, you know, and I think Terminator, where the robots start to do harm, etc. So there is, let me see, who is this researcher? There's a chief strategy and innovation officer, Tracy Fellows, from the Future Laboratory. And she stated, futurists have been forecasting a sharp rise in lone wolf terror attacks for years. But once robots could be hacked to become suicide bombing machines, lone robot attacks could become rife too. Now, she works in telecoms, technology, retail, and media, and I guess she has done a lot of strategy branding for T-Mobile, B202, EasyJet, John Lewis, etc. She said artificial intelligence and machine learning could enable robots to self-program criminal activity. Yeah, I mean, I definitely see that as we, it's very interesting, as we, you know, we see people hacking, and people get caught, obviously, because there are traces to IP address, etc. If somebody could do, let's say, their crime, okay, from somebody else's IP address, manipulating a robot to actually do the crime, and this isn't seen on any drone or satellite picture, etc., they could effectively perform, you know, criminal acts. I totally see it. This makes sense. So anyway, she forecasts that by the year 2040, more crime will be committed by machines than by humans. She said, but it's not just robot experts that are worrying about this. Rogue driverless cars, drones could also be a problem if they're able to be hacked or reprogrammed. Raj Samani, chief technological officer in Europe, the Middle East and Africa, EMEA, and Intel Security. He also works with National Crime Agency and the European Cybercrime Center as an advisor. And he says, it's only a matter of time before we see instances of people left helpless, unable to drive their cars unless they pay up a ransom. Okay, there was, I think, a recent Terminator that did just this, I believe. Wasn't it where everybody was all excited about this new downloadable program, so they all download this program, and a bad guy hacks it all, and then everybody dies. Yeah, okay? So, cybercrime, it's on the increase. According to one agency, it accounted for 53% of all crimes in the year 2015. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, now if we have a rise in crimes with cyber hacking and credit card stealing, and now you add all those into the mix, absolutely, it looks like there's more. But, you know, what about murders? What about these violent crimes? I'd like to know more about that. In Belgium, I guess today, officials and representatives from all the NATO member states met to discuss how better to defend against cyber attacks and hackers that could cause as much harm as conventional military attacks. On earlier this week, President Barack Obama was seen talking to Vladimir Putin of Russia after there were cyber attacks on America by the country, that that there need to be rules to regulate how countries use the internet. But what about private systems? So these, yeah, I think iRobot's another movie. I think iRobot's another movie where the robots start to attack people. I don't know. I remember seeing part of iRobot. I just forgot, you know, what it's about. So it's intriguing. It's frightening. But, you know, as soon as I heard that that's how we're going to be using robots, such that we're going to have machines do the boots on the ground type of... I apologize. Sorry. My computer. I apologize. You know, if we're going to have robots do the, you know, rather than, our, you know, losing our men and women to battle, many of us would very easily encourage legislation to say, absolutely, use the robots to kill the bad guys. Well, all it takes is a simple hack. Now, what about robots being better lovers than humans? So scientists think that sex with robots is going to overtake human sex by the year 2050. So how old will I be? I'll be too old for sex, so that's okay. They say robots could even surpass human technique to become better lovers. So these sex bots keep coming back in the news over and over and over again. Joe Snell, speaking to the Daily Star, who's a robotics expert from Kirkwood College in Iowa, said robotic sex may become addictive. Sex bots would always be available and could never say no. So addictions could easily be fed. People will rearrange their lives to accommodate their addictions. They say as well as being available for sex whenever it is wanted, the robots could even become better at sex. Mr. Snell said because they would be programmable, sex bots would meet each individual user's needs. I tell you, I never even thought something like this would even be a subject. You know, when you look at predictions, I remember the 1980s, right? You know, after you saw Back to the Future 2, you're like, all right, well, cars are going to fly, and we're going to have these Reeboks or Nikes that you pump up, and you're going to have, you know, Jaws and Rocky 2000 or something like that. You know, these are things that we thought of in our frame. I would have never thought robots would be, this involved in our daily lives, so involved that they would be who we're having sex with. That's crazy. But you want to know what? This can very easily happen because look at how we spend more time on our computer than we do with our spouses, than we do with our kids. We are on our computers all the time. We're checking our phones all the time. We're at dinner talking to our kids. People are texting while they're having sex. They're tweeting. Why? You know, these are not fake stories. These are reports that happen. So if people are so uninterested in other people, what ends up happening? Now, I think the pendulum's going to swing back the other way. People want other people around. You know, you animals need that. Okay, so I got a dog and I got four cats. And you would think they all hate each other. But they all start to get along. Because, you know, the animal in us, and we're all animals, we want to be around other people, not just for sex. We want to be able to communicate. We want to be able to interact. We want to laugh. We want to cry. We want to feel. We want to be touched. And so I foresee, yes, robots, there's going to be a lot of people using the robot. Okay, just like they use today a variety of things. But I think there's going to be a point where Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and all these other virtual interface type technologies that we have is going to start to go out the window as people are like, I want to be around other people. You know, and I've talked about this. You know, I remember in the olden days, you know, like there would be a church gathering, not only on Sundays, but also in the middle of the week, or there would be poker night, or there would be girls' night out, or there would be, you know, and I think we're starting to really dislike each other, you know, and it's not just politics, because I was taught as a very young girl, just never talk about politics, because there'll always be a fight. So everybody was always very passionate about politics, and, you know, everybody always argued, but, you know, we're starting to dislike people because we could get exactly what we want online. So all of a sudden, everybody else seems inferior. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Went wrong with our love, a love that was
so strong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So for many of us, September 11th, 2001 happened as if it was yesterday. For many younger people, they were too young to remember or even know. I mean, my son was just a baby, so he doesn't know. I mean, the other one wasn't born yet. And some of the younger, I don't know if they'd be called millennials, or probably younger than the millennials, just too young to know. And so in schools, we teach it. And, you know, many of us have a story of a personal connection to September 11th. I told you my connection, which just is so eerie, is, you know, a week or a few days before this happened, one of the gentlemen came into the office, or I was at an urgent care. I was working in an urgent care, and had a sore throat. I had no idea who he was, but I remember, you know, I remember he kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I didn't know why. I was like, why? What? Why am I feeling this way around him? But he was cordial, said thank you, but had such a weird, like, affect. We call it a blunted affect, where he wasn't smiling, he wasn't uncomfortable, he really wasn't very demonstrative with his vocabulary, and he, you know, just, he looked like somebody had died. I can't explain it. And, you know, I believe he had had a sore throat. I think he had been allergic to penicillin, so I gave him, and again, this is all from memory. So I gave him an antibiotic. I believe I gave him a Z-Pak, and I sent him on his way. He said thank you, and I didn't think anything of it until a few days later, or a week or two later. My husband's watching the news, and I go, I just saw that guy, you know, at the urgent care. Why is he in the news? And, you know, my husband's like, no, you didn't. And I go, how the hell do you know who I saw and who I didn't see? He goes, well, because this was Muhammad Atta. He took one of the planes into the World Trade Center. And I go, well, I just saw him. I'll go and prove it to you. So this was before HIPAA. Not that I would have taken the chart, but I'm like, I'm going to look and double check. So I go to the urgent care, and the receptionist up front was kind of shaking. And she goes, the FBI was just here. Everything's gone. And I go, but I want to see if I saw him. She's like, the FBI was here. They were here. So, you know, they came to Vegas, apparently, and visited some strip clubs. One had sought some medical attention, and I was probably that doctor that saw him, obviously. I couldn't look at the chart and grab the chart because the FBI had taken it. And so, you know, and we remember where we were. Well, I know I should have given him penicillin. I know. You know, so we all kind of think back and remember where we were when we saw, you know, I was watching the coverage at the time. This was before I even made heads or tails of who this was, but when this was happening actually on September 11th, I remember watching the coverage of the first building. All of a sudden, you see another plane, you know, because we thought it was a plane crash. Like, okay, well, you know, there was a plane crash, a real bad one, and this plane crash ran into a building, you know, in New York. That's what we were talking about, you know, out in the West very early in the morning. And all of a sudden you see the second plane, and you're like, oh, something's not right. And so many parents kept their kids out of school. We figured we were under attack. So what ended up happening that day was 19 men had hijacked 4 U.S. planes. And then they crashed them into New York City's World Trade Center complex, both of the tallest of the buildings, the Pentagon building in Washington. And then one was thwarted by the passengers, who figured out what was going on, and it unfortunately crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So overall, 2,996 people died initially. Okay, and we haven't even begun to talk about the victims that are still dying from the cancer-related deaths that have ensued from first responders or people in the area. So the attacks caused close to 3,000 deaths, making it the deadliest foreign attack ever on U.S. soil. This did surpass Pearl Harbor, because Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 claimed 2,400 lives. More than 6,000 others were injured in the September 11th attack. Still phenomenal numbers, just huge numbers. So the terrorist group Al-Qaeda were the ones that we were told were behind the attack. So they're the ones that coordinated it, took credit for the attacks. An earlier declaration of holy war against the U.S. by Al-Qaeda's leader Osama bin Laden appeared to be the main motivator. There was supposedly a 1993 World Trade Center bombing attack that didn't obviously cause the degree of damage and turmoil and death, but also believed to be initiated from them. 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. The rest originated from the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Lebanon. Some had lived in Europe and were able to assimilate in the United States. This has been reported by USA Today. Another interesting fact was there was a game at the time. It was a flight. Oh, why can't I remember the flight game? It was very, very popular flight video game that people would use to, simulate flying. And they said that many of these terrorists learned how to fly from that flight simulator game. Very frightening. So, the World Trade Center complex was a complex of 7 buildings in Lower Manhattan, still is, used mostly as office and commercial space at the time of their completion in the early 1970s. They had those landmark twin towers, which stood at about 1,300 feet. They were the tallest buildings in the world. 1993 was when the terrorists detonated the truck bomb in the underground garage beneath the World Trade Center complex. The explosion did tear 7 stories up, killed 6 people, injured more than 100, but the towers remained standing, and like I said, it did not cause, obviously, the damage that September 11th did. The FBI later arrested several Islamic terrorists responsible for the bombing, according to USA Today. We were caught completely off guard. But they say there was some intelligence suggesting an attack was coming. They said there were several incidents leading up to this, including that 1993 World Trade Center bombing. There were the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, the 2000 attack on the USS Cole, which was harbored in Yemen, and the CIA had even tracked some of the 9/11 hijackers into the United States as potential threats, but authorities never acted on that information. And so the hijackers entered the cockpits of all 4 planes, killed or subdued the crew using box cutters, and they had other rudimentary tools. Passengers aboard United Airlines Flight 93 revolted. They managed to get into the cockpit, but unfortunately the hijackers still drove the plane to the ground. Everybody was killed on board. The plane was heading to Washington, D.C., and they were planning, we believe, to target the White House or the Capitol building. So Al-Qaeda was sheltered by the Taliban. And President George Bush, back from Congress, ordered a full military invasion of Afghanistan to disrupt Al-Qaeda and drive the Taliban out of power. Then we later went into war, and Osama bin Laden, which has been very confusing, had apparently been told that we had killed him multiple different times. Until finally, on May 2nd, 2011, a team of Navy SEALs raided his compound in Pakistan, killing bin Laden and several of his bodyguards. So now World Trade Center has the Memorial Museum, the 1,700-foot-tall One World Trade Center. Other skyscrapers and buildings are planned for the site. At the Pentagon, there's an outdoor memorial where American Airlines Flight 77 struck the building. And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, there is a memorial embedded into an open field honoring the passengers who brought down the hijacked United Airlines Flight 93. So things have changed. The Homeland Security has upped their efforts. Obviously, flying is very, very different. Could it happen again? Yes, it can. It can happen again. But we're on guard. We're ready. They better not mess with us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.